Hey, reading your message reminded me of something that I personally wrote about 6 years ago. So here is my analysis from someone who has been there. You have the curse of the artist. Yes, artists are cursed. Being an artist, the way you described yourself, your ideas and your dreams and your theories, it makes you see things differently. And it's like having X-ray vision. It's like, as you put it, being the odd one. And it's very, very hard to show people what you see. It's very hard to explain to them why you think like that, or why you talk like that, or why you feel that way. It's so hard. And I want you to stop trying, because it will just exhaust you. And it would alienate you from them. It would make you feel like so isolated. I want you to understand and to accept the fact that you were given a gift. And that is the gift of artistic expression. And I want you to use that gift to express yourself and share it with the world. That's what artists do. But on the other hand, I want you to use your understanding of human nature into becoming closer to people, not distancing yourself from them. There is a difference between being a down-to-earth artist and being an artist in isolation, an artist in seclusion. And I do not want you to be that artist in seclusion. I want you to mix and mingle with people. They don't have to understand you as long as you understand them. They don't have to see things your way, as long as you are able to see where they come from. Enjoy them as they are. Enjoy what they have to give. And express your ideas and your thoughts and your dreams in another form. That's what artists do. And about the guy that you were talking about, you were saying that things are not working out between the two of you. But I don't know why. Why are they not working out? Did you imagine the harmony? Did you fall in love too soon? Did he turn out to be someone different than what you hoped for? Why isn't it working out? And does he feel that it's not working out? Did he develop feelings for you as well or not? I need to have more information about that part. Now, at the very end, you are asking me how good is different and how bad is it? And should one flex one's personality to fit in the society, or should you maintain your true character? Now, here's the beauty of life. If we were all identical, the human race would have faded away ages and ages ago. People who are unique are the artists, are the scientists, are the dreamers of the world. And those people, with their efforts, with their dreams, with their ideas, with their theories, they managed to keep the human race until today. So, different is good, but different in isolation is bad. You have to find a way to communicate with others while maintaining your identity. You have to find a way to be part of the group, yet at the same time, be an individual. It's a balance that is hard to strike, but it's not impossible. It just needs you to have a better understanding of who you are, what you have to bring to the table, and an understanding of the people around you. You cannot blame them for how they think. They're not you. You cannot blame them for not seeing where you come from, because they were never in your shoes. So you either try to show them how it feels to be you, or you just accept them as they are and deal with them and accept the differences, because differences are not bad. It's okay to be different. Think about it and see how you can reconcile those differences. And being odd and unique is not bad. This is what makes you stand out. This is what makes you special. And we are all unique one way or the other. It's just that some people admit it and others deny it. You just need to admit it, adjust to it, and live in peace with yourself.